Western Australia's Kimberley Coast is home to some of the biggest, best-preserved dinosaur footprints in the world. They were created 130 million years ago, when a herd of plant-eating dinosaurs moved across what was then a vast river plain. Despite their unmatched scientific and cultural value, the prints have never been mapped in their entirety. Now a Queensland paleontologist is working to change that. Lucy Martin reports.
Paleontologist Steve Salisbury is on a mission to document hundreds of dinosaur footprints on the West Kimberley coastline.
It's sometimes fairly mind-blowing just how much there is to document. The stuff we're collecting through this project will provide a really good record of this coastline and the tracks right now. And in the future, that should be a really important resource for conservation and also research.
Working with traditional owners and the CSIRO, the Queensland-based paleontologist has recorded the tracks of 20 different dinosaurs that moved through the area 130 million years ago. He's using a drone to get a new perspective on the prints, which is scattered across a 200-kilometre stretch of coastline north of Broome.
So it's allowing us to get above some of the more interesting track sites and get lots of good photos and also video footage, which is really exciting now, because we had some stuff like that from the plane, but a lot of it, you know, it's plane's quite high and you get two or three shots. With the drone, we can take lots of shots and we can get it as close as we need to for each of the individual track sites.
The vision will be fed into sophisticated computer software that will eventually create 3D images of the dinosaurs' movements.
Well, the next step is trying to integrate all the various data sets that we've got, so overlaying photographs from the drone and the plane with laser scanned imagery of parts of the coastline, which I thought was going to be relatively straightforward, but apparently it's quite a tricky operation getting everything to line up properly.
A group of Broome locals has just formed the Dinosaur Coast Management Group to educate people about the tracks. Nigel Clark is the president.
Well, this was an absolutely invaluable snapshot of what was happening during those times in this area. Now, just to put things in a little bit of perspective, dinosaur bones in the whole of the western half of Australia would fit in the shoeboxes, about five pieces. Of course, you can get a little bit of information out of that, but compared with looking at prints and seeing how animals were moving, where they were going, what they were keeping company with, the information provided from those is absolutely invaluable.
The tracks at Broome's Ganthian Point are well known to locals and tourists, but there are plenty of others on more remote parts of the coast that remain untouched. Nigel Clark says his group wants to make sure they stay that way.
We're actually starting to get less worried about vandalism and theft than we have been in the past. We're starting to realise that the forces of nature are actually what do the prints in far quicker than people. But there's some very important aspects that we just want to keep quiet at the moment. There are some very important cultural areas that the lawmen want to keep a little bit quiet at the moment, but there's also some ones of that will be highly significant scientifically that we probably don't want to get into the public realm just at the moment until the scientists have finished the paper on it.
The tracks were included in a vast stretch of Kimberley coastline given National Heritage Listing in 2011. Paleontologist Stephen Salisbury says the study has uncovered several tracks that have never before been photographed, and there could be more out there.
Every time we come here, the sands change, bits get buried, new ones get exposed, so it's good to come here regularly and keep an eye on things, and makes you realise just how dynamic this coastline is, and, you know, our job will never be over.
The findings are due to be published by the end of 2016.
Lucy Martin.